"Mammy, can you put a penny in the meter?" I called out, looking up from an old comic that someone had loaned me. "Jesus, I don't think I have one," Mammy said, shaking her purse. I sat there waiting in her armchair for her to find one.
"Look in Daddy's old overcoat, Mammy. Do you remember I found one there once down in the lining amongst all the fluff?"
Mammy sighed and began to clear the table in the near dark. She glanced up at the hungry gas meter hanging on the wall. "Where's that scrap of wire I saw you fiddling with, Lily?" she said, slamming the cups and saucers back down on the table. I went in on tiptoe. The room through the lace end of the blind was suffused with dusky golden light amid which the candles looked like pale thin flames. He had been coffined. Nanny gave the lead and we three knelt down at the foot of the bed. I pretended to pray, but I could not gather my thoughts because the old woman's mutterings distracted me. I noticed how clumsily her skirt was hooked at the back and how the heels of her cloth boots were trodden down all to one side. The fancy came to me that the old priest was smiling as he lay there in his coffin, and how he kissed me under the Moorish wall, and I thought, well, as well him as another. And then I asked him with my eyes to ask again, yes. And then he asked me, would I, yes. To say yes, my mountain flower. And first I put my arms around him, yes, and drew him down to me so he could feel my breasts all perfume, and yes, his heart was going like mad, and yes, I said, yes, I will.